Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And hopefully we won't be joined by my child for this recording of the best animated shows ever, so far, where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually. And I say that, I already told MC. But just so y'all know, my baby's sleeping like in the same room as me again, and I'm fully expecting him to wake up. But maybe he won't. We'll see. Anyway, hi, MC.
Hey.
I think I've covered basically everything that I had about background information about Men in Black. I meant to save something, or like, feel like I had something that was gonna be like, oh, this is the kernel of awesomeness that I'm gonna talk about. And I think what it was that I meant to not tell you about David Warner being Alpha, the ongoing enemy who used to be a Men in Black agent and is now their nemesis. I meant to save that for today's episode, but I didn't. So do you have Animal Crossing yet?
No.
That's
I don't even have my Switch.
This is my video game update for this week, is Animal Crossing is good and everything. And why don't you have it so we can come to your island and we could give you fruit trees and we can make you a cool egg hat that looks like an Easter egg.
I lent my Switch out and I still haven't got it back yet.
Get it and that was back, December. MC. How do you lend? What? You're too generous.
I wasn't using it.
You were like the most generous person. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, MC, here's the thing about the new Animal Crossing game. It's adorable, and it's so cute, and you don't do anything important. And it has taught me that my wife is she's such a capitalist, MC. I've been making fun of her for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you've played an Animal Crossing game, right?
New Leaf. Yeah, I got like all the rooms and I like expanded them out all the way and I like went to my island and I knew how to fish, and because as you know, I am I love fishing in video games.
He's
I don't
a
like
digital
fishing.
Fisherman.
Yeah, you give me a digital fish to go fish, I'll fish it.
Okay.
But I don't like actual fishing.
When you caught those fish, MC, what did you do with them?
I sell them.
Always? Do you not take them to the museum?
Oh, no, I do museum stuff, and I had everything collected.
Okay, so here's where you're different than my wife. Becky will not do the museum. She's like, I'll give him one. Eventually, but first I'm gonna sell them all so I can get all the big bucks and make my house real pretty. And I'm like, well, yeah, but the museum. And she's like, no, not for Blathers. Blathers doesn't get this one. She does give him some things, but she like, listen, I shouldn't. Clearly, I'm doing something wrong because I have a tiny one bedroom house in Animal Crossing, and she has a massive house with a second bedroom. And I'm like, well, okay, so one of us is doing this right where we're actually making progress in the other game, and the other one is not. And apparently, it's me, and it makes me sad. But I just want to help Blathers get all his little bugs and stuff.
So I sort of saw a cheat. For the Tarantula Island. I was scrolling Reddit.
We haven't found Rancho Island yet. I've tried.
So essentially what you got to do is once you find it, you do squares in the middle. You dig out squares. Like,
okay.
You know how you can make potholes?
Right.
And they just spawn on the outside.
Oh, and then you just stand in the middle and go, net,
yeah.
net. we keep trying to get to Tarantula Island, but you know what's gonna happen if I get there? I'm gonna be like, Blathers, check it out, I caught you a tarantula. And Becky's gonna be like, hey, Nook kids, you want to buy all these bugs? And then I'm gonna have to go catch another tarantula to give to Blathers. That's not true. She'll probably give him one, maybe. I don't know.
Has she tried the turnips yet?
Yeah, we did the turnips market this week and we made some money, not a whole lot, but We made a little
bit of profit. I once made like $4 million with turnips.
We're going to get there. We were expecting a big spike, and it ended up being just a little itty bitty bit of a spike. But we're not here to talk about Animal Crossing on this week's episode of the best animated shows ever so far. Although I am hoping that I've now put the worm into MC's ear. Now he's going to be like, I should get my Switch back and get Animal Crossing so I can play video games with my friends on the internet. He's shaking his head at me. So we're going to go to these messages so that we can get another penny and put it into the Buy MC and Animal Crossing cartridge fund. He's still shaking his head at me. We'll be right back after these messages.
Friends, this is Troidal Power, host of the Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. And I'm inviting you to listen to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. You can find it and a lot of other weird shows at probablywork.com.
New Leaf ruined me for Animal Crossing.
It's a weird thing because it's you can burn out on it. We got to stop talking about Animal Crossing, MC, because we're already back from these messages and we're still talking about Animal Crossing. No, we've been back. I'm putting that in. That we're like, let's stop talking about Animal Crossing, and then we kept talking about Animal Crossing. MC, can we just call this episode Poop Joke? Can I refer to it as Poop Joke? Because it's called the Irritable Bow Wow Syndrome. Let me try that again. It's called the Irritable Bow Wow Syndrome. The name of the episode should just be Poop Joke.
I mean, maybe. But half the time he's trying to throw up.
Right, but the Irritable Bow Wow Syndrome. It's like Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Yeah, but...
I mean, the episode title is a poop joke.
Yeah, and then at the end there's a poop joke.
There is a poop joke at the end, so we're going to just skip the entire episode and get to the part where there's a poop joke at the end. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to start off at a baseball game.
Yep. And Cases, it's his favorite game. And Jay's like, well, baseball. And Kay's like, no, spot the alien.
Spot the alien. I love Kay's delivery in this. Like, he's just so deadpan all the time.
Yeah. I love this game. Not baseball, it's about the alien.
Like, even that, what I just did there, was a little too much emotion.
Yeah, because Kay is deadpan, and you're going for, like, growly.
I mean, he's a little growly.
No, not... a little bit, but not terribly. Like, it's one of those things where he has, like, a monotone voice.
Right.
And he just delivers every line the same. And it's great for that character.
And then he's like, all right, I found the alien as a batter hits a ball. And Jay's like, yeah, no human could hit a ball like that. And he's like, no, you dummy, not the ball. Or not the player, it's the ball. The ball's an alien. And then there's a little brain monster inside of the baseball.
And Kay shoots it out of the sky.
Blows up. Is he... MC, are the Men in Black, the series Men in Black, just like... alien assassins? Because it seems like they do a lot of murders.
I don't think they're... I agree that some of their weapons are lethal.
Shouldn't they have, like, a system where the alien criminal is going to get tried by a jury of their alien peers rather than just getting shot out of the sky?
No, because the MIB is a secret organization that's policing aliens on Earth. And they only chase after the illegal aliens.
Boy, that's sounding a whole lot like ICE agents in the United States, and I'm very uncomfortable with it.
Yep. I'm not sure MIB was specifically targeting ICE. Maybe just like... the general idea of a government...
secret police.
Well, not just secret police, but, like... or hiding aliens, but also, like... the idea of like illegal aliens and the government rounding up illegal aliens and shipping them back home. Because that's essentially what they're supposed to be doing. And it's only when the aliens sort of start doing bad stuff that they start killing them.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We've gotten into a weird place. I'm very uncomfortable with this topic.
Do we want to talk about them driving underneath the bridge?
Oh, they are driving underneath the bridge, aren't they? Yeah, go for it.
Well, there's a meeting. Wait. No, that's after the driving under the bridge, isn't it? That they go back.
Right after the music is when you get them driving. They're driving the car, and you're like, oh, look at them driving their car along. How much fun. And then it goes to the outside, and it's, like, glued to the underside of the bridge. Because why not?
Yeah, and they go and meet up with Elle, and there's a cleanup team on a farm. And there's not a ship crash this time.
Because it was just an alien crash. Well, I guess it was a meteor crash, and attached to the meteor was an alien, I think, is what they're getting at.
The meteor didn't crash. The alien crashed for sure, but there's like an exoskeleton that it's crawled out of that's left behind. And everyone's freaking out because it's a terrorist alien, essentially.
Bum, 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 bum.
And then we get a scene with Frank and Jeeves haggling over Frank selling a bone in a dog bowl.
Yeah, I guess it never occurred to me that Frank needed to get money, but I guess he does. He's like trying to pawn off literally his bowl, and Jeeves is like, no. And then a big stinky man comes in.
In overalls.
I say stinky because he has stink lines coming off of him, like that character from Biker Mice from Mars, whose name I can't think of. Remember the guy in the overalls in Biker Mice from Mars?
Something.
Oh, yeah, Grease Pit.
There we go.
Yeah, this guy looks just like Grease Pit, except for he's not actually greasy. And he walks in, and you're like, this guy looks like he's bad news. And then he kicks a dog just to make sure that you know he's evil. And is like,
he pulls a gun on Jeeves.
And Jeeves like, oh, I don't got it, man. And he's like, give me the stuff. And he's like, I don't have it here. And he's like, give me the stuff. And he's like, oh, you want this, like, atomic warhead? Oh, no. Okay.
He doesn't say, give me the stuff. He says,
I was translating. Jeeves presses a button, and a mounted moose head on a wall opens up its mouth, and there's a small ball inside with buttons on it. And the guy pushes a bunch of buttons, and it starts glowing, and Jeeves is like, you're gonna kill us all, man!
Yeah, and it starts shooting out green lights.
Mm-hmm. And Jeeves slaps it out of his hand, because he's like, yeah. No, man, don't kill us all. And then big fight happens with the big man and Jeeves. Meanwhile, the dog is like, oh, a ball. I love a ball.
Frank, yeah.
Frank's voice sounds like? Does it sound a little bit like this? I don't know.
More Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I just made myself really sad because I just remembered when Captain America and Spider-Man met each other for the first time during Civil War. And he realizes he's from New York. And he's like, where are you from, kid? And he's like, Brooklyn. And he's like, Queens. Oh, wait, I said that backwards. He's like, Queens. Yeah. He's like, Brooklyn. And it's like, this is so sweet moment in the middle of all of our favorite superheroes fighting each other. I'm like emotionally upset about this right now, MC. And I need you to save me from this. And I think it's only because it's 5 a.m. But I literally have tears in my eyes right now thinking of Spider-Man and Captain America fighting each other.
Well, as Frank is leaving with the device that is essentially a bomb, Frank swallows it, and then it cuts back to J&K in the car. Mm-hmm. They're listening to the radio or something? I can't remember. I think they're talking about
I think this is where Jay's like trying to find anything out about K. He's talking about, like, man, I wish I had somebody to talk to because you're so boring to talk to. And Jay's like, I'm going to set you up so that you have to talk to a dumb dog all day. That'll be really funny. And Kay's like, what'd you say? And he's like, nothing.
Wait. They get a radio call about a disturbance at Jeeves. And then they rock up at Jeeves and is in parts.
Jeeves is all ripped up. His head's in one place, his arms in another. And they're like, Jeeves, what happened? He's like, oh, nothing. And they're like, we've got this like scanner doohickey that can show us all of the footprints of people who were here. And clearly there was a fight and a dog. And Jeeves is like, oh, nothing. And they're like, Jeeves, we just told you that we already know. And he's like, oh, nothing. And they're like, all right, bye.
Yeah, and Frank Spole and Bone are still there. And he's like, and Kay's like, I know where to go. Let's go see Frank. And then he puts Jeeves' head in Frank's bowl.
In the bowl. And Jeeves is not going to be able to reassemble himself. What happens if a regular old human walks into Jeeves' pawn shop there and is like, hey, why are you a head in a bowl? That's just making more work for yourself. Come on, Kay. You're better than this.
I mean, they just send someone to neuralize him if that happens. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that it takes him a couple of hours to pull himself back together.
I mean, at least he can, though. Like,
yeah.
How many hours would it take you to pull yourself together if your heads and limbs were departed from your body?
Well, a couple of minutes at most, I reckon.
MC, I love you, buddy, and I love your accent, and I normally don't talk about it because, like, it's just, you know, it's part of you. It's not something you can control, but the way that you said that just with such utmost sincerity, particularly with your accent and with I reckon at the end of it, can I make that a ringtone? Like,
yeah, go right ahead. You can isolate that from the recording and just make it your ringtone.
I'm going to make it so every time I get a text message, it's going to pop up and go, oh, a couple of minutes, I reckon. And I'm like, what? What is that? Or maybe I'll make that the sound that goes off when my alarm goes off, and it'll give me an excuse to not get up quite yet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just have that be your alarm. But anyway, back to the show. Frank is rocking back up at his newsstand.
Mm-hmm. And then big slimy guy shows up. Do we have a name for this guy? We'll just call him Grease Pit 2. Grease Pit 2 shows up and is like, blah, 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 blah. And Frank's like, ah, poop joke, and runs away.
Yeah, and they get to a construction site, and Frank goes into a pipe, and the big guy picks up the pipe and spins it around so fast, Frank gets flung out of it.
He would get flung out of that so much quicker than he got flung out of it in this.
Yeah.
That's not how pipes work. You can't just spin a pipe around over your head and the thing inside of it just stays inside. It would be like one turn and Frank would have been like, pew!
But anyway, Grease Pit 2 chases after Frank and grows wings.
Just pops some wings out because Frank runs up a hill. It's like, I bet you wish you could get up here, huh? And Grease Pit 2 is like, blah, 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 and the big wings, like floppy bat wings, sprout out of his back and he starts flying out.
They're not bat wings. It's really weird to try and describe them because it just looks like...
You know what it looks like? It looks like Dumbo's ears.
Kind of. I was going to say potato peels.
Potato skin wings.
Yeah.
So that...
he's chasing after Frank and he gets hit with a wrecking ball.
Kapow! And it's Jay with a wrecking ball, and then I think Kay shoots him and part of his face starts coming off, and then they run away.
Part of his face was already starting to come off, but I think it comes off a little bit more.
The agents get away, they go back to headquarters, and Zed's like, alright, we gotta keep this guy under watch. Charles Napier, I remembered MC, I told you he played the hippie in Star Trek.
Yeah.
The guy who voices Zed. He also actually, I just listened to a podcast after we recorded the last episode that was talking about the episode Little Green Men, which eventually we're going to make Tyler watch. So Tyler, if you're listening to this, you legally have to take your headphones out for the next 30 seconds because I don't want to spoil this episode that we're going to make you watch on Too Young for this Trek. It's the episode where the Ferengi go back in time and end up on Roswell Base in 1947. Napier plays the general in that. So he played hippie in the original series, and he played a military general in Deep Space Nine, which I think is great. Okay, Tyler, you can listen again. And everyone else, you should go check out Too Young for This Trek, the podcast where me and MC and our friend Eric make our friend Tyler watch all the best and worst of Star Trek in a totally random order. Find it on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify, and go to getridofbedbugs.com/tooyoungforthistrek for a free promo code for bed bug removal.
What?
I don't know. I'm MCU. You're not supposed to just let me keep talking. You're supposed to stop me.
But then how would I get ridiculous stuff like that in my life?
So Zed's like, you gotta watch the dog. And Kay's like, you gotta watch the dog, Jay. And Jay's like, I don't want to watch the dog. And Kay's like, but you wanted someone to talk to. You can talk to the dog. And she's like, this sucks. And he's locked up in like a safe house with the dog. And he's like, I hate this dumb dog. All he wants to do is drink water. And I'm trying to make him drink out of the toilet. And he's like, that's gross. For some reason, I won't get him water because I'm an asshole, I guess. And then the dog's like, you know, I know about Kay. And Jay's like, tell me all of your secrets. Oh my gosh, let's dish.
Yeah, he says that he's known Kay forever.
Mm-hmm. Since Jay was waddling in diapers.
Yeah, and essentially he starts telling Jay a whole bunch of facts about Kay, and some of them you're like, no, that doesn't sound right at all. And
like the fact that he has a robot arm?
Yeah.
That was my favorite. That he's got a robot arm. Sure, why not?
The one about him, his favorite music artist being Elvis, is believable.
Mm-hmm. The robot arm, doesn't he tell Jay to try to touch Kay's arm at some point? Or touch his hand? Listen. I want to believe that this show's above making gay panic jokes, but where that went in my head was that the dumb dog was trying to get Jay to just, like, while they're sitting driving the car, to just, like, reach over and put his hand on top of Kay's hand and have Kay just, like, look at him. I just imagined that the scene was going to happen at the end. Instead, they do the Elvis joke, but I thought what was going to happen was they were going to be driving the car along and Kay was going to have his hand on the shifter and Jay was just going to, like, reach over and hold his hand and Kay was going to be like, What are you doing, sport? He's like, nothing, just holding your hand.
anyway, there's a quick meeting between Kay and Zed.
Kay and Zed don't do anything, do they?
No,
they just hang out. Yeah. Basically, they figure out that the item that's missing is this like crazy bomb, and Kay shows test footage from when they experimented with one of these, and it blew up a whole it imploded a whole town. It sucks everything around it into it. It's like a little black hole in a ball.
But there was like before we get like that scene, someone turns up to the safe house and delivers the food or whatever, room service. And when they open up the thing, there's a big smoke screen, and then Jeeves runs in and grabs Frank then runs out.
Yeah, because Jeeves is like, his whole storyline in this is that like it was not legal for him to have that bomb, so he's trying to cover his tracks.
Yeah.
And they're like, Jeeves, come on, we figured out it was the bomb. He's like, oh, yeah, it was. And they're like, all right, well, we got to stop it. And they're like, listen, dog, where's the bomb? And he's like, hang on, I'm just trying to puke a while. And they're like, all right. And then they talk somewhere, and they're like, hey, dog, where's the bomb? And he's like, hang on, I'm just trying to poop a little. And they're like, all right. And they're like, hey, dog, where's the bomb? And he's like, listen, you know how I've been trying to puke and poop so much? It's because I ate the bomb. And they're like, oh, well, we'll just let Jennifer Lean cut your stomach open and get the bomb out then.
No, first they show that clip of the town getting sucked in. And then he's like, I'm going to get sucked inside myself.
That's a good line. I'm going to be sucked inside myself. It's so dumb, but I like it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, Agent L comes and she's going to try and operate on the dog. But oh no, Grease Pit 2 shows up and starts like ripping into the safe house. They're like, we got to go. And before they can get away, Grease Pit 2 steals the dog, and he's going to climb up on top of the Chrysler building and blow the whole thing up, because it turns out the Chrysler building isn't what it seems. It's actually an alien launch pad for the specific type of alien, and Grease Pit 2 really hates those aliens, so he's going to blow it up to strand them here on Earth and kill a bunch of them or something, so we've got to stop him. And they're like, well, how are we going to stop him? He's all the way up on top of the Chrysler building. They're like, I guess we'll have to climb up there, and then we'll be able to get him. Good thing we've got this car that's got jets on it and a whole bunch of Men in Black agents that can come in and be like a military force, like in the end of the last episode. And Jay's like, what if we just did it by ourselves instead of having any backup? And Kay's like, all right, that seems like a good plan, we'll probably do that then instead.
Yeah, and the alien starts flying off into space. While they're yeah. trying to save Frank, and it's really weird because as soon as they the alien realizes that they're trying to save Frank, it starts swooping at him, and Kay has to shoot rockets at it, and
he's got a big old laser cannon.
Yeah, and somehow Jay gets an axe.
Well, so Elle's got her little like alien scalpel thing that she's going to use to cut into Frank to get the bomb, but it gets knocked away, and so then Jay's like, I got this, I'm gonna go get a fire axe. So he runs inside the Chrysler building, comes back out with an axe, and he's like, all right, Frank, we're gonna get it out of you. And he holds the axe up and he swings it down, and Frank's like, ah, but he doesn't hit him. And he's like, what the hell, you scared the living daylights out of me. And then Jay's like, that's not all I scared out of you, because he scared the shit out of him, MC, because he pooped it out.
Yeah,
he scared the shit out of him. Men in Black, the series, makes a joke about how he scared the shit out of him, and they literally mean that he scared the shit out of him.
And then, and Bob chime in with something. Can't remember what they tell Kay, but I remember it saves the day.
The twins give them the code that they have to put in. They're like, push buttons 4, 12, 7. Wait, MC, wait, hang on. MC, wait, pause. MC, are you paused?
Yeah.
MC,
yeah.
Pause. MC, pause. Because I need to Google this shit.
There was a guy named Joey Dunham. Needed some answers, how would he find them? Just Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long. Google that person, Google that place, Google it all, because there is no place to remember any reason, remember any why. All we do know is that we're gonna die, yeah, I'm gonna die, yeah, you're gonna die, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Tyler.
We've Googled that shit, and MC, what they say is they're like, all right, to disarm the bomb, all you have to do is push the buttons 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. That's a joke about Lost. Because in Lost, there's the numbers that they have to type in the keyboard. I had to Google what the numbers were. So 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. You're welcome, person who listens to this show and also watched Lost and was like, heh. That's probably about as much of a laugh as that got, and I appreciate it. Anyway, take it away, MC.
Here's the thing. None of the buttons are labeled.
Mm-hmm. Why would they be labeled? That'd be too easy.
Yeah, Kay's like, here, give it here. And the rocket launcher that he's been using, he's like, shoves the bomb in the end of it, and he's like, oh, what do you think? That thing's, what, 3 miles away? And then shoots the bomb 3 miles away. It flies past the alien, which then this little device essentially causes a small black hole, and it sucks the alien into it. And then it falls to the ground and gets run over by a dump truck, I think.
He dead. Because that's what they do in the Men in Black, is they murder people.
Well, terrorists.
Listen, when you're the secret government police, you can say anybody you want is a terrorist, right? That's kind of their whole deal. So then they take Frank
literally
back. He was going to blow up a building. You're right.
He was literally going to blow up a building that's a launch pad for a peaceful alien race.
Good point. So they take Frank back, and Jay's like, boy, it's been great getting to know you, Frank. I sure wish you'd show me what kind of alien you were, though, because you keep telling me how hideous you are. And Frank's like, all right, here we go. And he peels back his dog skin, and underneath is a dog face. It's just pink instead of dog colored.
And then Frank gets mad at Jay because he makes fun of him.
He's because he wants to listen to Elvis. No, wait, Frank gets mad at Jay. You're right. Okay, yeah. And then Kay and Jay are in the car, and Jay's like, you want to listen to some of the King? And puts on Elvis, and Kay's like, this music's all right. Who's this again? I've never heard of Elvis. I haven't listened to music in 236 years, because Kay's really an alien. That's the theory I'm operating on. We missed one line. Kay says,
your theory is completely wrong, because it's clearly stated in the first one that he's going on a date when he first runs into aliens, and he gives that tall person flowers. You don't remember that from the first film? Kay's the guy who rocks up to the alien landing.
I did not remember that. I know what and you're talking about, but the giving the, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That was, okay. Okay. See, we missed the line where, because Frank showed him his face, and then Kay's like, you gotta hang out with Frank. It seems like you guys really got along really well. You really got under his skin.
Yeah. That good pun joke. Yeah, I love it.
MC Best and Worst first, what do you got for me?
Frank?
Just Frank? Just all of Frank?
Mostly Frank eating the bomb.
Okay.
I didn't think that needed to be necessary, although...
It is weird, because, like, he's not a dog. He's an alien.
No.
Yeah. So why did he, like, go, ooh, a ball, I should eat that?
I don't know.
My worst was the construction yard fight. It just, like, it felt like it was out of nowhere, and I think it was because, like, Jay and Kay weren't there for so long that I'm like, I don't care about Frank getting chased around by Grease Pit 2. And then when Jay shows up and hits him with a wrecking ball, I'm like, okay, I'm back in it. But for some reason, like, it's probably maybe 45 seconds, but that construction yard fight felt like it went on forever to me. I don't know why.
I can't remember what the aliens' real race was.
I have it written down, but, Charnock.
Yeah. Okay, so the Charnock?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a name the whole time. They just referred to it as Charnock.
Okay.
And I was like, is there just one of them? Like, do they not need names?
Well, their names are all things like rah, 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 and that's hard to spell, so. How about your best?
I would also have to say Frank, but the Frank telling lies to Jay.
Okay, making up stuff about Kay.
Yeah, especially the robot arm.
That's fair. That's pretty fun. My best was the poop joke. By which I mean both that's not all I scared out of you, but also the fact that the episode's title is a poop joke. I just I'm like, hey, 90s cartoon, golf clap. For getting away with a terrible poop joke twice in one episode.
Was it 90s?
Yeah, 97 to 2001.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. MC, you know what that means. It's time to go check the mail.
Oh.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
MC, no one said anything about the Men in Black series to us.
Damn.
We got no mail.
Yeah, no mail. So, pick behind the scene.
Go ahead.
We record episodes in advance, and then we come back into the mail.
Uh-huh.
Because it's easier to do a 5-minute clip of mail and just drop it into a space than to record these week to week.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about the Men in Black video games when we did the series?
I don't think we did.
Well, I'll talk about that for a little bit then. Here's the mail. It's me. I'm here to talk about Men in Black video games. Did you know that there's Men in Black the series video games?
I do, but mostly because we had a large conversation about it on Discord at some point.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I mentioned it there. But there was three Game Boy games. There was a Men in Black the series for Game Boy Color, and then there was a Men in Black the series 2 for Game Boy Color, and then there was Men in Black the series for Game Boy Advance. And then there was also Men in Black, the series Crashdown for the PlayStation. And Crashdown was like a first-person shooter. It kind of looks like a little bit Quake-like. Men in Black, the series for the Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance, and Men in Black, the series 2 for the Game Boy Color, were like side-scrolling shooters, which, you know, of course they were. That makes sense for the Game Boy Color. That's not a bad thing. Here's the bad thing.
So,
like... Give me what when you think a side scrolling shooter, what games do you think of?
Double Dragon or well, that's more a beat 'em up, but
sure, but yeah,
maybe Metal Slug.
Okay, Metal Slug, a Contra is what comes to mind for
Contra,
me.
Contra, yeah.
Here's the problem, is like, one of the important things about Men in Black is that like, you're playing as Agent K, and he's like, calm, cool, and collected under pressure. So he walks a lot. And that does not make for a very exciting looking video game.
No.
Because like, it's not a run and gun, it is a stroll and gun where he just walks so damn slowly because like it conveys the right attitude for the character, but it looks so slow.
No, that sounds terrible. I would be like, where's the run button? Because even in Pokemon, like when you start out in Pokemon and you can't run and then you learn how to run, I'm like, why didn't I just have that ability to start off with? And then it's like you get
the
bike.
Why did I have to wait so long to get the bike?
Yeah. And then you get a bike and it's like, oh my God, this is so much better. No one wants to have a stroll through a video game, even when it's Pokemon.
So yeah, I thought about trying to get my hands on some of the games to play, but then I saw a video and was like, that looks boring. I don't want to play it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's all I got. Look, there was our mail. It was me.
Well, back to us in the past.
Hey, Troy and MC. It's your friend Rex. Just wanted to drop a line and tell you that I have about 9 more episodes to get caught up, but I see you're working on the Men in Black, the series. The only thing I really have to say about that is that the alien drawings are pretty cool, but I got to tell you, in 1997... I probably wasn't watching this, so I look forward to seeing where you guys are at with it and hearing everything, but I still got to get through Silver Surfer, Dragon Ball Z, and then I will be caught up. I'll talk to you guys later. Oh, also, I want you to put on your list a MTV show called The Head, and if you review this, I must be on this podcast.
All right, MC. We've talked about the show. We've checked for mail. It's time to put Men in Black, the series, on the big list. So far, we've got 22 shows on the big list. I'm going to read them all this time, MC. I'm going to do it. Here we go. Starting at the top, Batman, the animated series, My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball Z, Kai, Dragon Ball, Gargoyles, X-Men, Attack on Titan, DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Dragon Ball Z, Castlevania, Pokemon Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World, Food Wars, Mob Psycho 100, Star Trek the Animated Series, Silver Surfer, Miraculous, Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, Dungeons and Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, Biker Mice from Mars, and at the very bottom of the list, Legend of Zelda. MC, this show, I submit to you, is better than The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking... between Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Restaurant to Another World. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
So between 9 and 13.
You're saying it's definitely not better than X-Men or Attack on Titan or DuckTales. And
yeah.
It's definitely not worse than Food Wars, Mob Psycho 100, or Star Trek the Animated Series. Okay. So in that range, we've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Dragon Ball Z, Castlevania, Pokemon Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World. Is this better or worse than regular Dragon Ball Z? I think, boy, MC, looking at where we put Dragon Ball Z on the list, I think we done goofed. I think we might have put regular Dragon Ball Z too high.
Yeah.
We can't change it, but I'm looking at Dragon Ball Z is over Pokemon Indigo League. I think those first 3 episodes of Pokemon are much better than those first 3 episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
I think you might be right, actually.
We might have goofed on that one.
Yeah. But, we can't always get it right.
But with that in mind, I think I'd have to put this... Okay, so let's say, is this better or worse than Dragon Ball Z? I think
this definitely
is better than
better.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
I think it's better than Pokemon as well.
Yeah. So is it better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't think it feels
kind of right in the same area.
Yeah, but I don't think it is better. One of the good things about this show is you get that little nice cold little open.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on these three episodes, we because this runs for a fair few seasons, and I know there's a lot better episodes later on that might have pushed it above Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but just these three episodes, I'm going to have to say no, it's not as good as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right, so putting that in under Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles puts it into the number 10 slot for Men in Black, this series. Top 10, not too bad. That means, MC, it's time to go to picking the new show.
Oh.
Now, MC, we are, of course, continuing our new concept of doing themes for our new shows we're going to pick. And you picked the theme for this round.
Oh, I did?
You did. Did you forget?
Yes.
You said, because we were talking about Mighty Ducks last time, and you were like, well, I can do sports themes next time.
Yes.
So, we've got a lot of possibilities for sports shows. So just to share some that we've gotten suggestions on. Let's see. We've got the Mighty Ducks, of course, that we've talked about. We've got Rocket Power. There's the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon. There is Yuri on Ice, an anime about figure skating, I think.
Yeah.
There's one that Bill suggested that's called, what is it called? It's called Sport Billy, and I'm pretty sure the only thing I know about this is on some obscure video game console that Scoot has. I think he had me play a Sport Billy game at one point. Pro Stars is one where Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, and Bo Jackson are superheroes who solve crime. There's a show called Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling that looks god-awful. So we've got some good options here. But MC, I'm going to give it to you first. What do you want to put on the list very first here for our sports series?
I'm going to have to say Mighty Ducks.
I guess that's a given because we did say that last time.
Yeah.
That's fair. So Mighty Ducks is on there. So MC, our podcast is called The Best Animated Shows Ever so far. What I'm struggling with is, should I pick a show that I think is going to be actually good or one that I think is going to be terrible? I'm going to pick a good one. I'm going to put on Yuri on Ice. I've not watched a single thing about it, but I've heard really good things about it. Void from the Geek to Geek cast actually suggested it, saying it is one of the few animated series they've watched all the way through. And Void was the one who suggested Restaurant to Another World. So that's a pretty good endorsement.
Which was awesome, yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you got for your second pick?
Oh, this is going to be hard. Oh.
He's really thinking about it, folks.
What were some of the ones that you said?
Because let's see.
I know there's a basketball. Here it is.
Harlem Globetrotters?
It's Kuroko's Basketball, which is really weird because it is a Japanese anime about basketball.
Okay. How do you spell that?
Kuroko.
Kuroko.
Basketball. Kuroko's basketball.
All right, Kuroko's Basketball. Got it on the list. For my second pick, I got to do Rocket Power, man. I loved Rocket Power as a kid. I got to put it on there. All right, so MC's grabbed his four-sided dice. We're rolling between the Mighty Ducks, Yuri on Ice, Kuroko's Basketball, or Rocket Power. This is a weird collection of shows, MC.
Yeah.
What do you got for me? He's rolled, and it's a four. We're watching Rocket Power. I'm MC.
See,
I'm unreasonably excited about this.
So here's what I've been doing. Before, I was using a die. You couldn't really see it when I held it up, what number was on it. So I've actually changed the die that we've been rolling with, and it's because when I hold it up to my cam, it's much easier to see the
numbers. Very visible.
On it. Yeah. So I can hold it up and reveal to Troy what we're watching next. rather than announcing it myself.
Do you have fond memories of Rocket Power?
Yeah. I remember watching it as a kid.
So I have a couple things. One is, I liked to rollerblade as a kid, so this show was just like, look, it's kids rollerblading. I love it so much. Two is, have you ever listened to the Kevin Smith podcast, Edumacation?
No.
It is a podcast where Kevin Smith hangs out with a guy that he says is the smartest guy he knows. His name is Andy McElfrish, and Andy McElfrish educates Kevin Smith about random things, and it's really funny and very good, and it's been on hiatus for a long time, which makes me sad because it was one of my favorite podcasts. But I'm telling you this because Andy McElfrish is one of the dudes who made Rocket Power exist, so I've become even more fond of it as like time has gone on, because I've discovered that I really like one of the main writers for the series. Okay, so episodes. There is an unaired pilot produced but never aired. I think we skip that. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like SpongeBob, where we're going to get two episodes per episode, two stories per episode. So for episode one of Rocket Power, we are going to be watching season one, episode one, which includes the episodes New Squid on the Block and Down the Drain. I'm so excited for this. This is going to be fun, MC. We're going to talk about Rocket Power. So that'll be coming up next on the best animated shows ever so far. I need to think of what our theme's gonna be for next time so we can start brainstorming ideas. And you know, this is kind of simple, but I think it's what I want to do. I think I want to do like Disney afternoons, like all the great Disney Channel shows from like the mid-90s. I think that's what I want to do next. We're gonna do a Disney afternoon series.
I'm gonna have to think about that.
I mean, there's a lot of good ones, right? There's like there's the classics like Tailspin and Darkwing Duck, but then you've also got like the Aladdin show and the Timon and Pumbaa show, I think, could fall in there. We'll find a list of Disney afternoon cartoons, and that'll be what we pick from next time. But we'll be back next week with Rocket Power Season 1, Episode 1 on the best animated shows ever so far. So until then, MC, don't change the channel.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All of that's BaseSFCast. The email's at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are, which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search BaseSFCast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes, but on YouTube. I was going to say, but in video format, but it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos. Anyway, search BaseSFCast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button. It's just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean.
I mean.